Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood. Friday, end of the week, time for another slice of fresh bread. Just a brief review before we take our last few minutes of this week. From James chapter 3, we found out we shouldn't become teachers if we're not gifted to, because we not only have to give an account at the judgment seat of what we believe and what we did, but now we have to give an account for what we taught others to believe and do. Therefore, unless you're gifted or called, as James was, then don't take the position of teacher, but certainly pray for your teachers and seek out good teachers. Now, one of the reasons teaching is hard is because you got to talk. And one of the reasons you got to talk is because you got to communicate. But what you communicate must come from your heart. So you want to make sure the tongue, which the Bible compares to a rudder in a ship or the bit in a mouth, that the tongue is controlled, that it is fully controlled, and that the rudder's got the right pilot. And that's what needs to happen to us. So how do we get Jesus in control of the tongue? Well, here's what he says. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird and reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be. Does a spring bring forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. So there is a wonderful lesson that's in this text and a wonderful truth that is being stated to us. Don't think that you can tame your tongue. You can't do it. Who can tame the tongue? Only Jesus. And then he says this, the tongue is actually speaking forth from the heart. He compares it to a spring. Here is this artesian well that is gushing forth water. Well, whatever comes out of the mouth of the well, whatever comes out of the spring, tells you what was in the well, what is in the underground pool. Therefore, the way to get our mouth controlled so that we are slow to speak and quick to listen, and when we do speak, we speak redemptively and thoughtfully, the way that you do that is by making sure in the providence of God and the grace of God, you got your heart filled to overflowing with what is good and true and beautiful. See what he says? Out of the same opening, you don't get two different kinds of water. You get from the opening what's in the spring beneath the surface. So what is in our heart is what will come out of our mouth. So what we want to get is God's word and the glory of Jesus and the grace of the Lord Jesus into our hearts, so that from our innermost being will flow rivers of living water from our hearts through our mouths into the ears and the lives of others. Don't you love the way James doesn't just patch us up and tell us to learn a new vocabulary? No, James sends us to the heart of the matter, which is the matter of the heart. And then he sends us to Jesus, who alone can change the heart, fill the heart to overflowing. Praise God. We can then have a heart religion that is evidenced in the words of our mouth, that we can bridle the tongue because God's grace is the bridle, not us in our strength, God's grace. We know that our tongue can set on fire the course of hell, and hell itself can set on fire our tongue. But Jesus has won the victory over sin, death, and hell, and Jesus can change the heart and give us new words, because he can direct our tongue to his glory by his grace. That's another slice of fresh bread. So find a good preacher and teacher. Be a part of that church, and you be there on the Lord's Day in the community of believers. And then as God brings those whom he's gifted to call and teach, you can hear. And God's work of grace in your heart can come forth from your mouth and bless others. I'll see you next week for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.